Well, hello and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Today, I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and Dar actually has the day off today. So I hope, Dar, that you are relaxing and enjoying your day off. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in today to learn more about how therapeutic nutrition can really make a positive change in your life. You know, every day, I think most of you can attest to this, that we are really being given all sorts of so-called, really, nutritional advice that promises to be the magic cure to our weight loss or to take away all of our health issues. But unfortunately, the majority of the advice that we're getting really gets us nowhere. And for a lot of people, it really ends up leaving them back where they started or sometimes even worse off. So this is why we are so passionate about really educating people about real life-changing nutrition that comes from real foods and really has the power to heal and rebalance our bodies in a way that really is restoring our health and well-being. And today, we are going to direct that passion to one of the areas that I really enjoy working with people on, and that is fertility. And you know, there are millions of couples in our nation who really, really have a desire to have a baby and have been trying for a long time with no success. And actually, personally, I can relate to it a little bit. My parents actually were unable to have children and actually were adopted. So I'm actually adopted and am very grateful for my life. But, you know, unfortunately, this is an area of health in which there really has not been a lot of emphasis on nutrition and lifestyle. And people oftentimes, even though they're doing a lot of research on this area, are really unaware of the other options that they have to really deal with this issue outside of just the medical treatments that are available. And, you know, we know this is can be a very sensitive topic for people. And, you know, our goal today is not to make you feel bad if you've been, you know, maybe choosing some of the wrong things to eat, but really to give you hope with ideas that you can implement today and start to make changes and heal things in your body. So I am happy to introduce my co-host today, Nicole Linsky, and she is a part of Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and she is actually a life coach. She's one of our nutritional educators, and I know I've heard from different people who take her classes, and they just love being in her classes and really learn a lot from her. And she also helps to train our teachers, and she's also a poet and a new mom. She has a 9-month-old son named Aiden, who is a healthy, adorable little boy. And, you know, Nicole has also really experienced the power of nutrition and just really healing some different imbalances in her body that we're going to be able to hear about today, which have paid off and been able to help her have a child. So thank you, Nicole, for being here today.
Thank you, Christina. It's really great to be here today. We've got some really powerful information.
Yes. So maybe I thought we could start off the show today, Nicole, by just having you share a little bit about your story. I always think it's great when we can get personal, real life examples about how nutrition works in our life. So maybe you can just let people know where you were at before you really started implementing and changing your nutrition and where your health was at that time.
So I actually started seeing Dar in 2000, and I came with something called Candida. And I just, from that, I just had a whole array of health issues going on. Mental health was a big problem, you know, anxiety, depression, that kind of thing. Digestive health, skin health, energy, that was a huge thing.
Sure.
I'd gained weight. And, you know, at that time, even though I was, yeah, I was, I don't know what I was in 35, probably 34 years old at that time, I was really not in a good state to be a mom at that point.
Sure. And, you know, I think a lot of people have similar, you know, we see people in our office where energy is the issue and just how they feel overall and their weight gain. So what were some of the things that you really changed about what you were eating? Like, what were maybe some things that you're eating that you found out were not good that you had to change?
Well, I was basically your typical average American, you know, eater. I loved pasta. I ate a ton of pasta. I had no awareness of things like trans fat. So if you have no awareness, then you're eating them because they're very tricky and they're hard to find where all those are hiding.
Right. And it's even been in the years since then that we've really started to even be told more about that. So I think a lot, for many years, a lot of us were eating those and, like you said, had no awareness. There wasn't the education and they were being used very prominently in our foods. So, you made some changes. So what were some of the foods you started including?
So now I eat what, you know, we call it the weight and wellness way, essentially.
Right.
you know, I eat good fats, real proteins, real carbohydrates. Most of those are, you know, vegetables, some fruit, a little bit of grain, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I don't eat very many chemicals at all. You know, occasionally, I'm not a perfect eater. Occasionally, like last night, we had a stir fry from a Thai restaurant, and I have to confess, eat my fortune cookie.
Okay.
But I did, before I ate it, I did read the label and make sure there were not any trans fats in there.
All right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And so what were some of the key things that you really noticed in how you felt, and maybe even, you know, we're kind of talking about fertility. I mean, did you have some hormonal imbalances that were being adjusted as you made changes in how you were eating?
You know, I did. I had almost forgotten. It's been so long. But all those things I talked about, mental health, I'm so much more stable, which is great for being a mom, because that is going to be very helpful. And all those things, digestive health, all those things have really just, I'm like a normal person. I'm pretty healthy now. Hormonally, I remember before I saw Dar, I was having periods about every 45 days.
Okay.
And they really just got to be super regular. I was like 28 to 31 days always.
Mm,
so
great.
I think that hormonal health just kind of worked its way into being where it was supposed to be.
Right, which when you're trying to get pregnant, it's nice to have that regularity.
Yes.
So it was after you had been working with Dar for a while when you got married and you and your husband decided you wanted to start a family. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about how that was for you, how long it took you. And it was a little bit later in life than, you know, where the odds start to get a little lower as your chance of getting pregnant.
I'm going to be 42 on Monday.
Well, you'd never know it by looking at her.
Thank you. So we started about 3 years ago. I was 38 at the time. I think we got married in 2001, so we waited a few more years.
Mm-hmm.
And took us a year and a half to actually get pregnant. We did go see the fertility doctors. We got tested and stuff like
that.
But ultimately, it was just, I worked with Dar, and you know, we added some good fats, particularly one called GLA, which is great for hormonal health.
Right.
And I also saw an acupuncturist. I think that was a good piece that helped too.
Sure. Yeah. So I think what's powerful about that is that despite your age and just that it was taking you a long time, you were able to use some lifestyle things, some nutrition, some acupuncture and things to really help you achieve that pregnancy. And it doesn't happen overnight or in 1 or 2 months. It took you some time, but I think it's very commendable that you, you know, looked at some of those other options. So, you know, today we want to give you some tips and some things to really look at and focus in on if, you know, even if you aren't trying to get pregnant, these are things you can apply to your life. But, you know, if fertility is an issue that you are really struggling with, these are some things that we want you to understand that really does play an effect on your ability to conceive and your hormonal imbalance. And it does affect both people, you and your spouse. And, you know, you're not just doing yourself a favor, but even for your child and pregnancy by making these changes. So really looking at how we can naturally rebalance our body.
So, Christina, you are kind of our office expert on this. You really deal with people getting pregnant and people with young children. So what do you what's some key areas to focus in on?
Well, there's a number of things that I would love to be able to talk about. We'd probably need a few hours to do that. But one of the first things that I think is so important that I really want to emphasize is for both men and women is really to totally eliminate those trans fats that you were talking about from their diet altogether. They have to be very intentional about it.
Absolutely. You know, when I'm teaching classes, we really teach people how to look for trans fats. So how do we look for trans fats? What words are we looking for?
You know, we've talked about this a number of times, but I never think it's a bad thing for us to repeat it because I think we're always getting new listeners, is that we can't just trust that 0 grams trans fat on the label. We need to really look for the hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils that are going to be listed in the ingredients. And, you know, if you're someone who eats out a lot, especially fast foods, but even in restaurants, you know, I know a lot of restaurants are trying to pull them out, but I think they're still in there at a lower level because, you know, the government says you can say 0 grams if it's less than 0.5 gram per serving, but that still doesn't equal zero.
Mm-hmm. So there's some interesting research that recently was in the media, and it comes from a nurses' health study, which had 18,000 participants. That's a huge study.
It tells you that it was probably a pretty good study with that many people.
and Harvard researchers, so you can't go wrong with Harvard.
Right.
but they just found that having trans fats in your diet really significantly increases your chances of infertility, and specifically ovulatory infertility, which accounts for about 30% of the infertility problems.
Right, which is like people who aren't even ovulating. And, you know, this is information that we've been telling people for many years. So it's very nice when we see the research that really affirms the things and the message that we're giving people. You know, what's interesting and amazing is they found that the negative impact of trans fats on fertility was found for people at just 4 grams of trans fat per day, which is less, much less than what the average American is really consuming on a daily basis. So what does that look like? You know, someone who's eating a 2,000-calorie diet, it would only be 2% of their calories would really negatively impact their fertility.
Wow. So what 4 grams means? 4 grams is a donut. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
One donut a day can affect your fertility.
Yes.
It's also like a medium order of fast food French fries, a couple tablespoons of margarine, and also things like cakes and biscuits, commercial baked goods, ramen noodles, saltine crackers, some cereals, and some fortune cookies.
Yes. So again, you have to be really intentional about reading these labels, anything that comes in a box. Well, it's actually time for us to take a break. So, you know, infertility is an issue that is sweeping our nation and is affecting an estimated 6 million couples. And some of the key factors really that are contributing to this issue that you need to be aware of are things like obesity, diabetes, which, again, are both related to a poor diet, you know, excess alcohol and caffeine. Another huge issue is all the environmental contaminants. And somebody before the show just mentioned, you know, May and June is a time we really need to be aware of all the spraying that's going on in people's yards, at golf courses and farms, emissions, but then also the whole piece of stress and anxiety too, which we're going to even touch on as we come back. So when you add all this together, it really is to the complexity of conception. It's no wonder that this is such a common problem. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have questions, please feel free to call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Anna recently took the 6-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Anna, how are these classes unique?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make real food choices.
How has the weight and wellness class made a difference in your life?
In this short time, I've seen huge improvements. My energy's increased, my night sweats and hot flashes disappeared. And even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks.
Wow, it sounds like the Weight and Wellness series has really improved your life.
Definitely. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am licensed nutritionist Christina Swigert here with nutrition educator Nicole Linsky, and we are talking about fertility. And to get us going into this segment, I just asked Nicole to read one of her poems, as she's a poet that has to do with food. So go ahead, Nicole.
This poem is called Seed, and actually has to do with, it took us till we were 38 to decide to actually have a child. So this is what that's about. It's called Seed. Every sickle moon, you leaped from that other place, head first, hoping to land in the soft, warm belly of Is. But we were not there. We were walking through the forest, watching the banana slugs slowly slide across the trail. We were examining the dark rivets of bark. We were speaking of density, but we did not come for you. But suddenly, turning the corner of a tree, sliding through a shortcut between the slight gap of 2 branches, we arrived, late, late, half our moons already plucked from the night. We arrived under a sky where the wind whips full of white dandelion seeds, our hands open to turned upwards, fingers outstretched, as if to catch raindrops in the divots of our palms, saying, jump, and we will catch you.
Thank you, Nicole. That was great. So as we were going out, we were talking about trans fats. And just to kind of wrap up a couple of those things, you know, instead of eating trans fats and processed fats, you know, people who really want to improve their fertility really need to include a good amount of real healthy fats in their diet, such as, you know, avocados and olive oil, real butter, you know, coconut oil, because healthy fats are so important for decreasing inflammation and producing hormones.
Right. And trans fats just basically do the opposite of that. Trans fats interrupt the cellular function. And so you're looking at more inflammation, more insulin resistance, more mental health issues. And of course, since we're talking about fertility, more hormonal issues that are going to cause more fertility issues.
You know, and more research is really showing these negative impacts with just, like we were saying, very small amounts of trans fats really having that effect at the deepest level of our health. So, Nicole, we are not alone in the studio today. So now I would like to introduce people to our special guest. And we have with us today Dr. Jeanette Trucius. And Dr. Jeanette is a nurse and psychologist and has 35 years of experience as a clinician and college educator in mental health. And she is also a trained meditation teacher. In addition to her professional background, she also draws on her own experiences with infertility and adoption in helping her clients. And she also has a private practice in St. Paul. She's had it for 17 years. And really about 70% of her practice in helping is helping people with fertility and adoption, which is great for our show. And, you know, she sees clients individually as couples and also teaches this great, amazing 10-week mind-body program for fertility and family building. So, Dr. Jeanette, welcome to our show and thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very happy to be part of this show because I'm very passionate about helping people with fertility challenges and helping them manage their stress and see what options they have to deal with their fertility.
So can you maybe just give us a brief summary of what your mind-body program is and how it works with fertility and family building?
Yes, I'd be happy to. First of all, I validate for clients that infertility is a medical crisis and that it can stress every part of their lives, from communication and connection with their partner, their sexuality, their relationships with friends who are having babies, their relationships with their family, who may give well-intended advice, but it often misses the mark.
Right.
Infertility can affect their work because they have to go to so many doctor appointments. And their spirituality often is in crisis for the first time because they wonder, why is God doing this to me? It certainly affects their finances because medical insurance pays only a fraction for the costs of assisted reproductive technology.
Right. And so what I know we are doing and you're trying to do is really give some people some other options and methods to really help to overcome or really help cope and deal with this. So, you know, since we like to look at the nutrition, we'll maybe ask you another question here. And I know we've got some callers on the line, so we'll get to them too. But, you know, of the people that you are working with who are coming through this MindBody program, you know, how many of them are really aware of how much lifestyle, nutrition, and food really are affecting their fertility?
I feel that many of the women have done extensive research on the internet, but that's primarily on the diagnoses of infertility and the medical options they have. I don't feel they have a good understanding of the effects of stress and diet and exercise, for example.
Sure. And I know you've had us come in and do a class one evening, one session of your 10-week series. You know, something we were talking about before the show, too, is the whole issue of exercise, because I think a lot of women get mixed messages as far as how exercise affects fertility. What are some things that you are learning and helping women understand?
What we found is that a good number of women can be exercise sensitive. And so when they're in treatment, we recommend that they take at least a 3-month break in which they don't do exercise that raises their pulse over 110 beats per minute. They often don't like this recommendation because
Sure.
the medications for infertility treatment often cause a 10-pound weight gain. Mm. But it is very important that they try this at least for one cycle.
Right. And, you know, it's not, you're not telling them totally stop exercising, because we know that some is good, but really monitoring the intensity of that. Well, Jeanette, we really want to talk with you a lot more about some stuff, too. But let's maybe pull in a couple callers here and then we can get back to some of the information here. It looks like we've got Jenny on the line. Welcome to the show, Jenny. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just wondering, I heard you mention this for like the last 3 weeks, that butter is now a good fat to eat. I thought it was a bad fat to eat.
Okay, good question. We hear that a lot. And, you know, we believe it's always been a good fat. So
okay.
I guess it depends on who you ask. But, you know, our goal in really helping people understand food is to really look and putting in their diet foods that are real and as close to their natural form as possible. So when you're looking at the fats, butter is a real fat. And now we do encourage people to try and get it from as good of a source as possible. So if you can try and get it from a cow that's been grass-fed. But if you compare it with things like margarine, which is basically a hydrogenated oil, one molecule different from being a plastic, it's much more real than that. And there's a lot of newer, you know, spreads and things out there that also just are really processed. So sticking with butter and not making that your only fat. I mean, we do encourage a good variety of all different kinds of fats, such as olive oil and other oils and things like that. But having some butter on your vegetables is just fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Yep. All right. Well, looks like we also have Elaine on the line. Hi, Elaine. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
What was your question today?
Thank you for your informative show.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, you've been making comments here about good fats, and
uh-huh.
I appreciate that. But I have a question about coconut milk,
okay,
which you define as a good fat.
Yes.
But when I read the label on the can, it says total fat 11 grams, 17%, saturated fat 9 grams or 45%, and some say 50 or 60%.
Sure.
And then the yogurt brand you recommend in class is total fat 9 grams or 14% and saturated fat 6 grams and 31% and cholesterol 25 milligrams or 8%. So how are those good fats?
Okay. Again, good question, kind of up the same line as the butter. And again, I think it goes back to, you know, we've really been told that saturated fats altogether are bad, which is not true. When you look at our body and how our body is made and the biochemistry in our cells, we need to be putting some good, healthy, saturated fats in our body as well, along with a good variety of other kinds of fats, too. So even if you have high cholesterol or heart problems, those types of fats are actually very healing to the body. Coconut milk is also very good for your digestive system. And you know, the fat and butter, which we're actually going to touch a little bit on full-fat dairy products here and its relationship to fertility in yogurt, is also fine. So not that those are the only fats you're eating every day, but incorporating those with some other fats in your diet from a real natural source, really looking for things that are hormone and antibiotic free, are actually going to be part of a good diet for optimal health.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right. Well, I think we might be needing to take a break here. So why don't we do that? And we can come back and talk with Dr. Jeanette a little bit more about just some of the great things that she is doing. So, you know, while trans fats have been found to interfere with ovulation, research really shows that real healthy fats are very beneficial for ovulation and balanced hormones. And, you know, what's interesting, there are studies that are showing that increasing fat in the diet, and even in some cases saturated fat, which we were just talking about with the callers, actually improves menstrual cycles for women, which is going to be a positive thing for their fertility. So again, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. With questions, please feel free to call at 651-641-1071. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am licensed nutritionist Christina Swigert here with nutrition educator Nicole Linsky and also Dr. Jeanette Trucius, who is works with people as far as with mind-body programs for dealing with the issue of fertility and has had a lot of great success with her program. So thanks for listening today, and let's jump right back in here.
So Jeanette, what is it that you do in your classes, and how does that work with the mind-body piece?
I I teach the clients a variety of coping skills, from meditation to deep breathing to guided imagery, just to name a few.
Wow.
They also learn cognitive therapy to change their fears and negative thinking. And I also bring in four specialists into the program, a nutritionist from Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a yoga instructor, an acupuncturist, and a couples masseuse. Some preliminary studies have shown that fertility rates double for people who participate with the class because their stress levels can really go down significantly in this class. And they also form a community. Infertility can be very isolating.
Right.
And this community support has just been invaluable for people. They continue to meet after the program is over on their own. It's so helpful.
Yeah, that I think that's a great sign that, you know, things are really benefiting people if they want to just keep going and don't want to stop. So what are some of the most, I mean, you kind of mentioned earlier some of the most common stressors that you see and, you know, the whole issue of nutrition, you know, are they making that connection as far as processed foods or going for long time periods of time, maybe without even eating?
I don't think they understand a lot about the nutrition and its effect on infertility. And neither do they understand how stress, whether it's from skipping meals or not being able to cope with all the changes that are going on in their lives, can really affect their chances of conception. I think they generally decrease their coffee and alcohol, but that's about as far as they go.
Sure, because as far as lifestyle things, those are the exercise, coffee, alcohol, probably are some of the most, you know, things that have the most information out there for people. All right, well, looks like we've got some more callers, so why don't we get to them? Hi, Haya, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, what was your question?
Well, I actually have two questions.
Okay.
And one was, the first one was, I was just looking at the website for Jillian, you know, from The Biggest Loser.
Okay.
And she was talking about body shapes, and I have the shape where the fat grows on the belly, you know, upper belly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that you need to actually, for that body type, need to increase your protein because you use your carbs so quickly that they turn to fat if you take too many in. Have you heard of that?
And yes. Usually we call that kind of the insulin meter. Because people who store more of their carbohydrates and have, you know, have more insulin resistance store their fat around the middle. So, yes, you need to really pull out the processed carbs, replace them with good vegetable and fruits, and make sure you're getting enough protein and healthy fats, too, because that's what really helps you keep your blood sugar stable.
Okay, because I've been staying on the full, you know, the whole grains, no whites. I've basically been following the zone-type diet. But my question is, so should I still be doing more than 30% protein? Or
some people need to. I mean, I usually tell people 3-4 ounces at meals and about half of that at snacks.
Okay.
So
then the other question is, do you know anything about plant sterols and how they help the body?
Yeah, and as far as, like, cholesterol and heart health, is there?
Yeah, that's what someone was recommending for cholesterol, I believe.
Sure. I think that's one piece. I know. A lot of times, well, getting a lot of plant-based foods, such as lots of vegetables and dark greens, are going to definitely help your cholesterol. Not only will they help you replace the processed ones, but give you all those good nutrients. And then, yes, some people do have success doing something supplementally with plant sterols for cholesterol. So I think that's one piece of the puzzle for people.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And it looks like we've got another caller on the line here. Hi, Ebony. Thanks for calling. Ebony?
Oh, yes.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What was your question?
Well, I had a question because I heard you talking about yogurt being really great for around your menstrual cycles, and I have a lot of fibroids.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there were, you know, nutritionally, there are ways to just kind of help because of my, I'm still kind of waiting to decide about surgery and everything. But
sure.
Are there foods that really support that?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is really looking at what foods are going to cause it to be more of a problem. Fibroids are usually an estrogen-fed issue for women from having high estrogen levels and not having a good balance between the estrogen and other hormones. So it's looking at, okay, what promotes that? Well, one key thing is having too much sugar in your diet coming from, you know, maybe too many grains, pasta, chips, bagels, all of those types of things. So that's going to create more toxic estrogens in your body.
Okay.
Sometimes women really do need to look at the chemicals that they're getting in their foods, too. You know, if you can do as much things organically as possible, especially from your meats as well and your dairy, those would be some things to really look at. And lots of fats, because your body needs to have good, healthy fats to help make balanced hormones.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Because you can work on it nutritionally. All right. Great question. And, you know, I think that whole issue of fibroids and, you know, Dr. Jen, I don't know if you see that too with women coming in with issues like that, is often something that really, really will interfere with fertility for people.
Yes, it does. And I do see a number of women with that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, they have to, are told again that they either have to have surgery or go on some different hormone medications. And again, it's an issue that there are things that you can do nutritionally to sometimes help shrink them, help, you know, decrease your likelihood of getting more fibroids.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's, why don't we talk a little bit about, we need to take a break first. Those breaks come up so quickly. So again, another thing from this nurse's study that Harvard University was looking through, they're looking just for data on fertility from the nurse's study, and they were most surprised by the fact that women who consumed full-fat dairy products such as whole milk, full-fat yogurt, and cottage cheese had much better fertility. And they found the more women consumed low-fat dairy products such as sherbet, frozen yogurt, low-fat yogurt, the more likely she was to have trouble getting pregnant. Interesting. You know, we have been encouraging the use of full-fat dairy products for a number of years. And I would also add, like I've mentioned before, that you really want to make sure that they're from antibiotic and hormone-free sources to be sure you are not adding synthetic hormones that will further alter your own hormonal balance and fertility. Again, feel free to call with questions, 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of a cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Again, I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, here with Nicole Linsky and Dr. Jeanette Trucius. And again, we are just really talking about life-changing therapeutic nutrition, which is what we do on an everyday basis and how that really can help support fertility. And we're going to have Nicole read us one more of her poem, another one of her poems here before we get back into things.
Okay. So this winter, I actually realized that I had Lyme disease, which I got in the summer. And I feel ever so grateful to Dar again, because she really helped me, and as you know, as did the antibiotics, but she really helped me with this. She saved my life many times now. So this poem is called Day 39, because what I did was I challenged myself to write a poem every single day while I was recovering. Mm. And one of the things that happened during all this was I had to feed my child the formula instead of breast milk. And I was horrified to see that the number one ingredient in formula is corn syrup solids,
right,
followed by sugar. Anyways, so this is called Day 39. I wonder, what does the GMO corn, slurried to syrup, powdered and packaged in pretty orange, a formula for my baby, remember of love? Butter, the color of daffodils from the cows up on the hill, the deep green grass bowing to the wind, wispy thick asparagus from my mother's garden. Oh, and the chard, so excited to be green. Olives who remembered the tangled trees under that same old Greek sun. Don't forget the sturdy onions who loved below the black earth. My child of the hazel eyes, the easy smile, my pure seed of love. These I will gather in a pot by my heart and brew for you a milk that is sweet.
Thank you. That is just beautiful. Just again to remind people, I know that we just had a commercial about our classes, but just so you know, we've got a few coming up this week and the following week of our Jumpstart, Bone Building Foods, Insulin Resistance, and we've got them all over the Twin Cities, New Hope, Mendota Heights, Burnsville. So again, if you're looking to learn more about how you can really improve your health with real nutrition, check out our website, weightandwellness.com, or again, call our office at 651-699-3438 for more information on how to register. And just to make sure I don't forget, I just want to thank Dr. Jeanette for being on the show with us today. And I want to make sure people know how they can find her and utilize her great program that she has there for people. So, Dr. Jeanette, what's the best way for people to find you?
The best way is for people to call me on my phone at 651-226-4704. They can also check my website for the class dates. I try to teach the classes four times a year with each season. The spring one begins April 2nd. My website is Dr. spelled out, Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, .net.
Great. Well, it looks like we've got a couple more callers to get through. So we're going to take those. But another thing, too, that we just want to make sure people realize, you know, we've talked about the fats, but those processed carbohydrates are also a huge issue for people. And a lot of times, you know, we talked about stress and skipping meals, and sometimes that makes us really crave those processed carbohydrates. And, you know, this is something that really is a negative for your hormones, and it really can throw them off balance. Nicole, I think you had some more information even on some more research they found in that study.
Yeah, that same nurse's study found some really convincing evidence that people, women who are eating a lot of processed carbohydrates, that's, you know, white bread, potatoes, sugared sodas, they really greatly increase their odds of infertility.
And it's very easy. Again, we just need to get back to eating lots of whole vegetables and fruits and a lot smaller amounts of whole grains. You know, Dr. Jeanette, I think, you know, maybe do you see people with the whole issue of sodas? You know, is that something people even make the connection and just the stress that can be on their body?
I don't think people realize how much sodas can be a hazard to their fertility. I don't think they see the link between conception or bone health or the effect it may have on nursing.
Yes. I mean, especially in a lot of times that they may be cutting out the caffeinated ones we were talking about before the show. But still, a caffeine-free diet pop is going to be very detrimental to your hormones and also to the health of your baby while they're growing in you and then while you're nursing as well, too. So why don't we go ahead and take this question from Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show. You had a question for us?
Yes.
Hi.
I do have a question. Hi. When I buy cottage cheese, I look at the 4% milk fat, and I'm not sure 4% is equal to whole milk.
Well, I know that that's the full-fat cottage cheese.
It is. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So then what confuses me is when I go to the back and I look at ingredients, it says grade A cultured non-fat milk. And so I always get a little confused at whether or not I really am getting whole milk in the cottage cheese, because that's one of the first ingredients. So as long as you were talking about healthy fats, I just thought I'd call and see if I could clear this up.
Right.
And I didn't know if there was an organic cottage cheese. I haven't actually looked for that, if there's something different than what...
Yes, there are. And a lot of them taste very good. I know Nancy's is a brand, too, that sometimes I think they even have some that have some good bacteria in it. It's like a little bit more fermented cottage cheese. So that might be something to look at and compare and just to get ones that are as naturally processed as possible. Sometimes they do take, you know, reduce fat things and re-put fat back in. So, you know, just doing your best, and good for you for reading the labels.
Yeah, I've taken your show and taken your classes, and this is just a fabulous show every Saturday.
Great.
I love it.
Well,
I have gotten off of an antidepressant medicine and a Benadryl for sleep. I've just totally gotten off of it.
So. Wow, what a great testimony.
Yeah. So, okay, great. Well, now I know. But 4% would be the highest for cottage cheese.
Yes, you're correct.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, thank you for calling. Well, it looks like we have to take another break, so hopefully we can just catch the last couple callers here when we come back. You know, infertility is an issue that is affecting not only women, but men as well, and they are finding that 40% is from the woman, 40% is from the men, and 20% is really unexplained, so it's really equal. And there's interesting, there are now some studies showing that overweight men are not as fertile as their healthy weight counterparts, because what that excess weight does is it lowers testosterone levels, throws off the ratio of testosterone and estrogen, and yes, men do have some estrogen, and hinder the production of sperm cells that are good swimmers. So for most men, this weight is a result of high carbohydrate eating, which we have been, you know, mentioning, and it itself has a strong connection to decreased fertility. So again, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, and I just want to thank everyone for listening today. And it's been a great show, and just want to try and pull in maybe one or two more callers here. People seem to be calling kind of at the end, and if we don't get you, I apologize, but Let's go ahead and talk to Julie. Hi, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for this excellent show.
Oh,
and
great.
Thank you to Dr. Jeanette. I took Dr. Jeanette's mind-body class 2 years ago, and I learned so much, and I want to let other women struggling with infertility know that it really will help you. It works. So thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling. It's always great to hear from the people who have done this stuff and it made it work. Let's try and just talk to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Did you have a question for us?
I do. I'm 39. My husband's 39. We've struggled with fertility, lost the son to cancer, and then another miscarriage, and then now I've got a six-month-old.
Okay.
And we want to start trying again because we are so old, but I still want to be able to breastfeed as long as I can. And I know that you can get pregnant while you're breastfeeding, but I don't know if you had any advice for me.
Sure. One thing, I mean, I think too is, and I know you're kind of in a time crunch here, is at least to maybe focus some time on, you know, being able to breastfeed this baby and really do what you can to re-nourish your body too. Because I think, you know, part of this too is making sure that your body's got a good store of, you know, healthy nutrients and doing what you can to support your hormones. So, you know, I would maybe, my recommendation would be to maybe allow yourself to nurse for a little while, and then maybe when you're ready to be done with that, then look at trying to get pregnant.
Okay.
So just so you're not overstressing your body and then maybe really decreasing even more your chances of getting pregnant. Dr. Jeanette, do you have any thoughts on this at all?
Sounds like good advice, Christina.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling, Michelle. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And feel free to contact Dr. Jeanette or us at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, too, if you have more questions about that or anybody with similar. Again, our office number is 651-699-3438. Nicole, do you have any closing thoughts for people as we're finishing up here today?
Well, I just know that it's, you know, for some people, it's such a struggle to get pregnant, and that's so hard. But I have to say, having a child, you know, we have our 9-month-old child, Aiden. He is just really a lovely baby, and it is so much, he brings so much joy to our house.
That's great. And I know, Dr. Jeanette, now you adopted your son. So, you know, here's another, and it's been an extreme joy, the same for you.
I mean, yes, it has.
Yeah.
I believe that anyone who wants to be a parent can be a parent, and that they have many options to follow that journey to a wonderful outcome.
Mm. Great. That's just a great way to put it. And I do have two young children of my own, and I agree they are a blessing. And I really do attribute nutrition for me, too. I didn't really struggle with fertility per se, but leading up to the time of when my husband and I wanted to get pregnant, hormonal balance was a big issue for me. And it did take really taking care, putting those healthy fats in my diet, really getting rid of the processed carbs, because being an athlete, that I was kind of the opposite of that, low fat, high carbs. And really looking at some nutrients that I needed, and it's worked for us. So again, just encouraging people to really look at your options and how, you know, the best way for you to start a family, and that looks a lot different for every individual. So, and just in closing, you know, I really want to encourage people to, again, focus on healthy eating, looking at the stress, looking at putting real foods in balance. You know, this doesn't necessarily guarantee pregnancy, but, you know, it is basically free. We are buying foods, budgeting for that. It's available to us all, really has no side effects if you're eating real healthy food. And it sets the stage for you to have a healthy pregnancy. And not only is it a form of healthy way of eating for motherhood, but also for raising your family, which, you know, really is a valuable gift to pass on for generations to come. So thanks again for listening to our show, and have a great afternoon.
Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Ba da ba ba da ba 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 da.